got the whole world in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah. In a hand. Paco and Pamela Walton, thank you. Thank you. Come, Dem, are you ready? Come on, Cousin Dem.
I'm coming.
Let's give her a hand as she get up here. You know what she said, these old bones ain't like they used to be, but she's coming. I don't feel right, like I've been on the stage if I don't do this song here with her. We've been doing it down through the years, so... Y'all know what we're going to do anyway. Them good old butter beans. Well, just another bowl of butter beans. Or pass me the cornbread if you please. A bowl of them butter beans. Well, bread and gravy's all right, and the country ham is a delight. All the children always scream for another bowl of them good old butter beans. Well, see that lady over there, the one with the pretty, pretty brunette hair. She's not pregnant as she seems. She's just full of them good old butter beans. Come on, cousin.
When I lay my bones to rest.
Start again.
When
I lay my bones to rest, place a rosebud on my chest.
All right.
I don't want no evergreens. All I want is a bowl of butter beans.
All right. Well, just another bowl of butter beans. God bless.
Cecina, Cecini Fitchin, she was the first time she came to Florida Folk Festival at White Springs. She was just a high school girl. And now here she is 20 years later, a married lady with a son, 16-year-old and 6 feet, 1 or 2, and still growing. My goodness, he's tall as a telephone pole. And she's got a college degree and a husband and lives a beautiful life. One of the interesting things they do, I don't know whether they want me to tell this or not, but I think it's wonderful. They live down in the Canaveral area, and they have acquired and renovated 35 houses down there, doing a lot of the work themselves. Let's give them a hand for that. They're in the house selling business, buying and renovating and selling. I think that's just great. I love to see people not afraid to work with their hands. But I think Eugenia was born to sing. And it's always such a pleasure to have her here and to visit with her. She, incidentally, she's a wonderful cook. She and I both like rice, and she does wonderful things with rice. But let's hear Eugenia now.
Thank you. You never know what Cousin Thelma's going to come out with. I have to watch what I tell her. Before I sing, I do want to say one thing. During the day, I'd like for you to come up and look at my earrings because I think they're very appropriate for where we are. They're from the Suwannee River. This is petrified coral from the Suwannee River that has been cut and polished. I think it's really beautiful. Just thought I would tell you, if you'd like to come up and look at my ears today, you're welcome to. I'm going to do a couple songs, and Cousin Thelma is going to join us on our traditional Dumbarton's drums, and as I hope everyone will join us. I'd like to start with a spiritual for everyone to sing. This is your part. Oh, what a beautiful city. Oh, what a beautiful city. Well, what a beautiful city. 12 gates into the city. Hallelujah. A little bluesy there, but you can do it. Try it. Oh, what a beautiful city. Oh, what a beautiful city. Well, what a beautiful city. 12 gates into the city. Hallelujah. Three gates to the east, three gates to the west, three gates to the north, and three gates to the south. I'm making that 12 gates into the city. Hallelujah. Oh, what a beautiful city. Sing it. Oh, what a beautiful city. Well, what a beautiful city. 12 gates into the city. Hallelujah. See those children yonder, they're all dressed in red. They must be the children that Moses led. You know there's 12 gates into the city. Hallelujah. Oh, what a beautiful city. Well, what a beautiful city. 12 gates into the city. Hallelujah. Let's try it again. Oh, what a beautiful city. Oh, what a beautiful city. Well, what a beautiful city. 12 gates into the city. Hallelujah. When I get to heaven, I'm gonna sing and shout. City. Hallelujah. What a beautiful city, 12 gates into the city, alleluia, alleluia. Thank you. Thank you. About 4 years ago, I started writing some songs about Florida for children for various reasons. And it sort of grew in that I started writing songs for myself about Florida. And having come to the Florida Folk Festival for 20 years, I have really developed an appreciation for carrying on the old ways. And that has sort of become my theme. And I recorded an album in 1985 called Who Will Carry the Old Ways Along. It contains songs about Florida, the old things that have happened in Florida. Who will carry the old ways along? Who will keep singing the old time songs? Who will tell the stories that must be told of life, death, and loving the young and the old? Who will carry the old ways along? Who will keep singing the old time songs when we're dead and forgotten? Legacies we leave, but who will carry the old ways along? There's an old Florida legend about a young girl who came from the north. She was sort of like a mail order bride. She'd been corresponding with this young man for many, many years. And she came here with her linens and her lace, not realizing what she was facing. And this song is about her first encounter with a Florida reptile. Come gather ye round, and I'll tell you a tale of a sweet young girl was ordered by mail as she hailed from the north and bravely set forth to see her young man to their home. To see her young man to their home. So farewell to the gentle, the sweet, the serene. Welcome untamed lands to surrender. Though the promises are many, the pleasures too few to endure what must lie ahead. On the day she arrived, the mosquitoes did swarm, but she greeted her young man with wide open arms as she braved the summer sun and the moisture it lends to embark upon the Florida hinterlands. To embark upon the Florida hinterlands. So farewell to the gentle, the sweet, the serene. Welcome untamed lands to surrender. Though the promises are many, the pleasures too few to endure what must lie ahead. Well, the wagon was loaded with linens and lace, and it started on its journey at a slow, even pace. Though the day it was young, there were many miles to run. The cruelest of ordeals had only begun. The cruelest of ordeals had only begun. Welcome on tame lands to surrender. Though the promises are many, the pleasures too few to endure what must lie ahead. Surrounded by water for miles, so it seemed, and the wagon was forced to ford a small stream. When the wagon wheel rose beside the lady it bore, a dark and awesome creature, an alligator. A dark and awesome creature, an alligator. So farewell to the gentle, the sweet, the serene. Welcome on tame lands to surrender. Though the promises are many, the pleasures too few to endure what must lie ahead. Well, the truth we'll never know, the story ends here. Though legend tells of screams that were heard far and near. Oh, the young man and his lady, their fate is unknown. But that flawed alligator is still on the roam. That flawed alligator is still on the roam. So farewell to the gentle, the sweet, the serene. Welcome on tame lands to surrender. Though the promises are many, the pleasures too few to endure what must lie ahead. To endure what must lie ahead.
Thank you.
Well, I guess I can't get away with doing this one. I just finished an album about a month ago. Thank you. Called Welcome Home. And I'm particularly excited about this album because it's a collection of songs written by Florida songwriters, many wonderful Florida songwriters like Will McLean, Whitey Markle, Jim Ballou, Frank and Ann Thomas, Bobby Hicks. Did I get everybody? Dale and Linda Kreider, that's right. And they're two of my own. And this song has an interesting story behind it because it originally was a theme song for a children's musical play that I had written a couple years ago. And in fact, the children came here and performed this play 2 years ago. And after it was over, I was so sad that it was over, I decided to add a couple verses to the song and sing it myself. Welcome home to the land of palmettos and oaks, to the land of pine wood forest and cypress hammocks and bear and wildcats, deer and possum, rabbits and gators. Welcome home, welcome home to the land of adventurous men, to the land of explorers and the fountain of youth, and food aplenty from the rivers, lakes, and oceans, the fruit trees and the gardens. Welcome home. Welcome home to my family, the memories and the love, those who are with us still and those who've gone above, sharing what we know is true from days gone by. Welcome home, welcome home. Welcome home to the land of prehistoric men, where the bones of the ancient lie beneath beneath the boggy peat, and we continue to discover, unearth and recover, to preserve for one another. Welcome home, welcome home, to the land of old courageous men, who don the silver suits to fly among the stars, in search of tomorrow, through achievement and sorrow, to inspire those who follow. Welcome home to the spirited, the daring and the bold, the men who shape the stories that are bound to be retold, the prowess, strength, and fortitude that stirs the young and old. Welcome home, welcome home, welcome home, welcome home, welcome home, welcome home. Poor Cousin Thelma, I've made her sit down here in the hot sun all this time. Did you like the lower version of this that we normally do?
Well, I think a little lower.
Lower, okay. I always make Cousin Thelma sing too high. This song is probably our very favorite song, and it wouldn't be a Florida Folk Festival if we didn't sing it. And of course,
we got it.
We learned this song from Bob and Evelyn Beers, who used to perform for many, many years at the Florida Folk Festival, and then they had their own festival in Fox Hollow, New York, which was fashioned after this festival, which became a very, very popular festival up in that area. And then Bob was killed in an automobile accident in New York, right?
Yes, upstate New York.
Around 1972.
Yes.
However, this song shall remain forever dear to us. Dunbarton's drums, they sound so bonny when they remind me of my Johnny. What fond delight doth steal upon me when Johnny
across the fields of bounding heather, Dumbarton tolls the hour of pleasure, a song of love that has no measure, when Johnny kneels and sings to me. Dumbarton's drums,
sing with us,
they sound so bonny when they remind me of my Johnny. What fun delight doth steal upon me when Johnny. My Johnny is a handsome laddie, and though he is Dumbarton's caddy, someday I'll be a captain's lady when Johnny turns his thoughts to me. Dunbarton's drums, they sound so bonny when they remind me of my Johnny.
Sing with us. What fun delight doth steal upon me when Johnny kneels
sorry I sound like a frog. Thank you.
Paulo is very good at doing that, bringing the audience into his music. Let's welcome Dave Sutchman from Melrose.
Hello? Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, can you sing it? Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. I was standing by my window one cold and cloudy day when I saw that hearse come rolling to take my mother away. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Well, I followed close behind her, tried to hold up and be brave, but I could not hide my sorrow when they laid her in that grave. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Sing it one more time. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
This song is called Peace. As far as I know, it's the first peace song in the American spiritual tradition. It's written by a man named Will Ramsey during World War I. Chorus goes like this. Peace, peace, sweet dove of peace, let your white wings encircle our globe. I hope and I pray to the Lord every day for the dawning of worldwide peace. I hope and I pray to the Lord every day for the dawning of worldwide peace. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, dost thou deign to hear us and order all warring to cease? Oh, grant, gracious Father, the ushering in of the dawning of worldwide peace. Oh, peace, oh, peace, sweet dove of peace, let your wide wings encircle our globe. I hope and I pray to the Lord every day for the dawning of worldwide peace. Now save from the slaughter of bloodthirsty rulers our fathers, brothers, husbands, and our sons. Oh, I pray that sweet rivers of peace soon will flow where the blood of our own has run. Peace, oh peace, sweet dove of peace, let your white wings encircle our globe. I hope and I pray to the Lord every day for the dawning of worldwide peace. And be